Global Indoctrination, The Occult Roots of UN Education and the Battle for Your Child's Soul. Obedience to God requires vigilance, especially when the enemy dresses deception in the language of peace, sustainability, and education. Alex Newman, senior editor at The New American, has issued a bold warning. The United Nations Education Agenda, Agenda 21 and the World Core Curriculum, isn't just unconstitutional. It's spiritual warfare. In his exposé, The Occult Origins of UN Agenda 21 and UnWorld Core Curriculum, Newman reveals how pagan spirituality, globalist control, and unbacked education systems are converging to reshape children's minds and hearts. Effective execution was going to require a profound reorientation of all human society unlike anything the world has ever experienced. United Nations Agenda 21. Watch this critical exposé. A pagan curriculum replacing biblical truth. UNESCO's World Core Curriculum, written by Robert Mueller and based on the writings of occultist Alice Bailey, was never about neutral academics. It was built to usher in a universal consciousness, a false spirituality designed to displace obedience to God with allegiance to global governance and mystical unity. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. They are replacing biblical truth with a false, universalist spiritual consciousness. Guest researcher Lisa Logan documents how Mahayana Buddhism and New Age pantheism were embedded into public education, supported by both Republican and Democrat administrations. The goal? Erase the idea of individual liberty under God and replace it with collective submission under the state. The call to stand, not surrender. This is more than policy. It is a challenge to our obedience to God. As believers, we are called to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ, 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 5. When schools teach children that they are just part of an ecological collective, no soul, no creator, no purpose, they are not educating. They are evangelizing for a false gospel. We must obey God rather than men. This includes withdrawing from corrupted education systems when possible, equipping our children in biblical truth, speaking out at school boards and legislative hearings, exposing the false spirituality behind UN-led education reform, biblical authority versus globalist lies. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth and subdue it." Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. The UN teaches the opposite, that mankind is a problem to be managed, a pollutant on the planet. This worldview is not neutral, it is demonic, and it is being taught in public schools across the globe under the banners of peace education, climate literacy, and equity. Further reading, How the Globalist Agenda Took Root. Want to see how these UN-aligned ideologies were embedded in American institutions over a century ago? Read this supporting piece, A Brief Retrospective on Efforts to Transform America to a New Social Order, by Sandy Schwark, Right Pointing Arrow. It details how the Rockefeller, Carnegie, and Gates foundations laid the groundwork for today's education revolution and population control. As the global elites build their counterfeit kingdom, may we as believers rise up in obedience to God and boldly declare, Jesus is Lord, not the United Nations.